Next up on the teleconference is Wisconsin head coach Tony Granato. The Badgers returned 20 letter winners from last season, including forwards Grant Bessie and Luke Cunnan, who were included on the preseason watch list. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. If you'd like to make some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
No, it's nice to be here and chat with you guys about hockey. It's obviously a very exciting time of the year. World Cup's going on. We got USHL going on. We got college hockey getting ready to go. So it's an exciting year for everybody that loves the game of hockey. And fortunately for us, we get to drop the puck on Saturday night.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your first question is from Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Coach, it's good to talk to you this morning. Just, you know, with your experience past and having your experienced staff that you know well, do you think you'll delegate more to your staff than you have in previous stints as a coach, just because you know those guys so well and they're so experienced?
Yeah, Dan, that's kind of the way it's drawn up. So Mark and Donnie, who we've never been on the same bench together. I've worked with Mark at some different USA camps. I've obviously been on the ice with Donnie for some of his practices with USA Hockey. But we haven't shared a bench together, but I think we know each other probably better than we know any other coaches around, because we've been sharing ideas. We've talked hockey, whether it be calling each other during the year and explaining the situation we're in and asking each other for advice, whether it's just small talk over the summer. We've shared our ideas and thoughts with each other for a long, long time now. So we're very much in tune with each other on what we bring to the table. I think the strengths of Donnie and Mark of knowing the talent pool and levels from the recruiting side of things is certainly a big advantage for me, since I've been in the pro game now for a long time. Identifying young talent for them is something that they've been doing for a long, long time. So that's been a big advantage for us. But as far as delegating, like, they're on the road, you know, out recruiting today. I'm by myself. I'll be running practice by myself today. And last week I was out of town on the road for a day, and those guys were back here running practice. I think we're flexible on what our responsibilities are as far as all being able to handle the position of being around, being running a bench, running a practice, whatever, and I think that's a big advantage for us.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Tony, I wanted to ask you about this exhibition you have on Saturday. I mean, it's obviously your first day you get to have, you know, full practices, but what are your plans for how many guys you want to play? I know there's no restrictions on the number of guys, but I don't think 26 is going to fit on the bench. What's the plan?
Yeah, we're gonna play 25 guys this weekend. We're gonna play 8 D. Are gonna play in 5 lines. You're gonna play how we do it, and whether or not we have a line not play in the first period and just have 4 lines on the bench or not. You know, we're gonna decide the next couple of days. But I think the most important thing for us is to give everybody a chance to get in the lineup. They've been working hard the last 5 months to get ready for this season. They've done a lot of captain's practices. They've had a lot of workouts together. We've had limited time with them from a practice standpoint with the 2 hours per week rule in place. So just to get a better idea of what they can bring to the table, it's important that we give everybody a chance to play this weekend, and that's the plan. So I'm looking forward to it. I know it's not the greatest situation to have 8D and 5 lines be part of a game. You'd like to get some flow and some rhythm to it, but like I said, it's important that they all get out there and give a chance to show what they got, and it should be a good way for us to get off and start the season the right way.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Fred Plush, Big Ten Network.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
You know, with a brand new era being ushered in, new coaching staff, all the members, and then an opportunity for all the players to a fresh start. What are the advantages, maybe, and the disadvantages of a scenario like that?
Well, I think the advantages of the excitement. I think everybody, from a player's perspective, I remember as a player what it was like when there was a coaching change or a change management change. you know, they've been, from the time we walked on campus, they've been in a position where they want to show their best. And there's been some, an energy buzz around campus. There's been, when they walk into the rink, they know they have to make an impression on the coaches and the new staff. They're all fighting for spots and roles on this team. I think the advantage of the momentum of us being around all summer and not being on the ice with them, but being around, gave them a little bit more energy in how they trained and how they prepared. So that energy has been a real positive thing. I don't think there's any negatives. I think we've been able to at least let them know what's expected of them and how we want to play, what's expected of them and how we want them to act in the community and what, you know, how they represent themselves as Badgers away from the rink is important to us as well. So I think we've established what we wanted to that way, as kind of setting the tone on how we want things to go here. And now it's just a matter, like I said, it's just, they get a chance to make a first impression when the games go this weekend, and to be able to play everybody and get everybody in, and starting with an exhibition game, I think is perfect for us.
Yeah, I know Don's probably got some experience with some of the guys out of the Ann Arbor program, but when you know, with your limited experience working so far with Condon and Bessie and Hughes and Wagner, are you pretty excited, pretty fired up about the skill level of your forward group, or is it they still have a lot to prove?
No, they're fun to be on the ice with. It's a very gifted group of forwards. I'll tell you that they make plays. Their confidence, after watching them on video from last year and viewing it, I thought they played a game that didn't have a whole lot of confidence in them and themselves individually or as a team. And we got on the ice the first practice, and we kind of designed things to see, you know, how they would act and if who would try to make plays and who would handle it. And that was the one thing we kept reinforcing, was make plays. We want to see you make plays. And I think they've gained confidence. There's a lot of skill up front. And that's been real encouraging to see. And that's kind of hockey we want to play. We want to play a style that allows those players to be able to show those skills off. So I think that's the one message in the short period of time we've tried to encourage, is that we're going to be a team that, of course, there's situations where you're going to have to dump a puck, and of course there's situations where you're going to have to manage it a little bit more cautiously. But these guys are skilled, and we want them to show that and be able to play that style of hockey.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from Nate Wells, SB Nation.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Nate. How are you?
I am doing great. You take over a team that's won 12 games in the last 2 years. You're picked fifth in the preseason. What are your expectations for this team and this group in year one of your era with the Badgers?
Well, I think the after evaluating and going back on what we took over, I think we took over a team that underachieved. I think we took over a team that has plenty of skill to do well and compete. I think the biggest thing in our minds was what I said a little bit earlier, is just to gain confidence in why you're here and why you're college players. They were brought in here because they were skilled players. They were brought in here because they were expected to continue to carry on the tradition and history and bring this program, to compete every single night. That hasn't happened. So I think the confidence part and the morale of how it went was pretty discouraging, and it was important for us to pick the guys up and make them start to believe in themselves. So I think we've added a nice freshman group to support them. I think the way we've gone through the first few weeks on the ice has led to a lot of positive things, where they're starting to feel good about themselves, where they can compete. Obviously, I think we're in a really good conference. I think there's a lot of teams that play exciting hockey. There'll be a lot of challenges out there for us, but I think there's been enough positive things that I think the confidence level's on a rise, and these guys have gone through some experiences that they either learn from and get better from, or they stay in the same mode and feel sorry for themselves. And I think we've chosen the positive one of learning from what happened and become better because of it.
This is a follow-up. Why will your team be successful this year? Or what constitutes success?
Well, I think competing every night, getting the energy back in the building, putting a product on the ice that people want to see, they want to be part of. We have, like I told you, an unbelievable amount of history and tradition in this program that it's expected for us to compete. It's expected for us to win consistently. And the building has been a little bit stale and a little bit quiet. And it's our job as coaches to put the players on the ice, to get the players to have confidence, to play a system that's exciting, that people want to see. And I think once we get that energy back in the building and once they get a viewing of our team, they'll be excited because, like I said, we got a lot of skilled forwards and players. We got some guys at the back end that I think that have been a little bit restricted on how they played. I think they can come up and step up and have really big years for us too. So, you know, you go into the year optimistic. You go into the year thinking that you can do well. Like I said, there's a lot of competition in our conference, but I think we'll be ready for the challenge to be respected, and I think we can have a real exciting year here in Madison.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.